Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're talking about the Kingdom of God. And we're talking about the gospel of the Kingdom of God in the context of history. If you don't understand the context of history, you will not understand the gospel. It would be miraculous for you to understand what the gospel was all about if you did not understand history. So we've talked to you about baptism, what it was, who was baptizing whom, what kind of baptisms were available, and what it would look like after you were baptized with the baptism of either John the Baptist or Jesus Christ. Why were you cast out of the social welfare system of the Pharisees if you got the baptism of Jesus Christ? Because he was preaching a different kind of social welfare, one based not on force, not upon the sword, not upon men who exercise authority one over the other, but upon love. Love of self, love of neighbor, love of righteousness. And when you had that love, you became free. When you had that love and acted upon it, you became free and a free people, and you could maintain that freedom. We talked about the tables, which were really places where someone received your contributions and then redistributed them accordingly. Why were they talking about money changers instead of the old porters of the temple, which was the gatekeepers? Why gatekeepers? Because they receive, you know, sheep, oil, grain, whatever it is. They redistributed to the needy throughout a network. They didn't receive all donations at the temple, but all the ministers were connected to the temple through a living network of living stones that took care of pure religion in a society operating on faith, hope, and charity, free will offerings in free assemblies. Christ was preaching that. He's quoting from Moses. And Christians began to follow that way and were set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, which was that special baptism. And many others suffered the same way in the same fate. So yes, Jesus Christ preached a government, one form of government. That's what it's defined as, that the church is one form of government. And there's many other things that are taught in history that you do not hear about in your regular churches. They are right there in the Bible, but you miss them because they have hidden from you the context of history. If you understand history, you understand the future. Knowledge is power. But you must choose to go the way of righteousness. Seek it. Work at it. Why do people think that they can be partakers of two different governments? You know, that I will pretend to be a Christian over here, but I will do contrary to Christ over here. You cannot do that. You don't really have faith. You don't really believe. Mammon was entrusted wealth. And you were entrusting your wealth to men who called themselves benefactors but exercised authority, and they made merchandise of you. They cursed your children with debt. But you had an allegiance to them because you swore it. You took an oath, even though Christ said not to. So now what do you do when you have the chance to seek the liberty of Christ? You must have fidelity amongst yourselves as brothers and make God the Father your Father and no other fathers upon the earth. This is why Christ says, call no man upon the earth Father, but my Father in heaven. John 8:44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words, and ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Are you of God? The fathers of the earth. The Roman Senate was called conscripted fathers. The Emperor of Rome was called Patronus, our father, who art in Rome. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come when thy will be done. Thy benefits come when we bow down and make you our master. But we are trapped in that system, and you squander our lives. You make our sons run before your chariots. You take and take and take and take. And then you expect to call on God and save you. He will not hear you. He says this over and over again. No, we have to repent. We have to turn around. We have to go the other way. What way is that? The way of Christ. The way of the early church. Not the civil mammon of society, but the faith in God's way of society. Taking care of one another by that faith, hope, and charity. Yet, most people will not do that. But those who will not do that will suffer when their system collapses. We need to be seeking that righteous way. And one of the ways is to tithe. But here I am sitting up at the head of this network. Am I telling you to tithe to me? No, God forbid. I want you to tithe to your local congregations and start becoming your health care, your welfare, your social security, your educational system yourselves. That means if you want your rights back, you have to take back your responsibilities. You have to repent and seek the other way, the way of Christ, the way of righteousness, the way of free will offerings to them that do service one to another. We're not talking about giving money away to people who go out and feed every drug addict and lazy bum in society and weaken the poor. We're talking about people who help one another, who are also helpful people, who are seeking the ways of Christ. But we are not that. We've gone another way. An unrighteous way. A way of force and violence that we do one to another. We have our entrusted mammon, all our funds and all our wealth is tied up in this system, and we say we must be loyal to it. And the fact is that you're bound. You have to pay your tally of bricks. But start learning the ways of liberty under Christ. Start learning the ways of righteousness. How does the kingdom work? It works through men of faith. It doesn't work by force. Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, he says, which was for to come. He that hath ears, let him hear. He that has eyes, let him see. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the marketplace, calling unto their fellow, and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. And the Son of Man come eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man, a gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of the politician and sinner, publican and sinner. But wisdom installed. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Let's build us a city, and it be the cauldron, and we be the flesh, and we take a bite out of one another. Christ was very clear about seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Luke 12:3, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is where we need to go. We need to be real Christians, and we will find liberty. Liberty maybe not for us in this generation, maybe, but liberty for our children. But instead, we have cursed them with debt. All we, if It will take a miracle to save the people of the world today. But that miracle comes when you repent, confess your sins, and get baptized in the ways of Christ. Fear not, little flock, for it is our Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And then that's in Luke 12:32. In Luke 22:29 it says, "And I appoint unto you the kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me." In Matthew 21:43, "Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation that bringing forth the fruits thereof." This was the message of Christ. The kingdom of heaven is for the living. It's not for the dead. It is a way in which you live. It's a way in which you govern yourselves in righteousness, taking care of your neighbor in pure religion. It is a dedication of self and mind and body. If you want to know more about this, you have to live it. In order to live it, you have to find others seeking it. And seek to be a servant to them as Christ was a servant to you. Seek to sacrifice yourself for them as Christ came and sacrificed himself for you. That is the baptism of Christ. That means gather together. And that's why we created the Living Network, so that you could gather together in the Living Network and embrace one another and help one another. You decide. You make the choices so that you can become free. This is the ways of the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of God. And if you think this message should go out to others, join us and support this message. Help us find others who want to help you. Help others learn to help one another, to love one another, to be there for one another. Stop looking to the fathers of the earth and the benefactors who exercise authority, and start looking at the ways of righteousness. That is the message of the gospel. That is the message of Christ. That was the message of Moses and all the apostles from the beginning. And until we seek that with our whole heart, mind, and soul, how can we imagine that we are saved? We do not believe in Christ unless we show the fruits of Christ. And until then, may peace be upon your house. And may God be with you.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.